look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Adam Copeland filling in for Marty Lurie all weekend long. But Bruce Jenkins still going to join us. Bruce, welcome on to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, thanks, Adam. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad we got you on. I'm hoping I won't spoil anything because I don't know where you are, but we got you on after Cal football. Are you caught up? Did you watch?
Yeah. I did watch the Bears. I'm down at Stanford now at a little tailgating ahead of the Stanford-Oregon game. I've got a daughter at Oregon. We're a bunch of duck parents down here at Stanford. But how about those Bears? Huh?
How about those Bears, man? That was a hell of a win earlier. And Stanford could be a good one today. Stanford and Oregon. That's going to be a fun one. I bet it's hot down there, huh?
Yeah, not unbearable. We're in the shade right now with the eucalyptus tree, so pretty cool. But yeah, 4 o'clock start should be perfect.
All right, well, when we get done with this, you can let your hair down and cool off, huh? All right, so let's talk a little Giants baseball from last night. The Braves get the win. They win the division, and all we can talk about is how happy we are that it wasn't a save situation. Didn't have to deal with Mark Melanson nailing down the win against the Giants.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how he's sort of revived himself. You know, not just in terms of stuff, but just like emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, he's the closer now. He won that job. He didn't have it originally, but he's won it now. That's exactly where he's comfortable. And you know, a lot of guys can't really say that with any conviction. And he's a closer, and he's pitching like a closer. He's got 11 saves since he joined the Braves. And what a thing! You know, I'm happy for the guy. And I tell you, Adam, I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta winds up in the World Series and we see him trying to close that out.
I'm glad you said that because we've been talking all day about it. And I think maybe because we see the Dodgers so frequently, we're just impressed by them and they keep winning the division crowns and they're in first all the time. But I think we're sleeping on the Braves a little bit.
Well, I mean, they start you with Albies and Acuna and then Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson. I mean, give me a break. These guys are really, you've got like three guys who could win the MVP or certainly will be in the argument. Dansby Swanson. It's just a really good team.
They've got 140 home runs from the top four guys in their lineup, which is incredible. Acuna's got 41 of them. Donaldson's in the 30s. Freddie Freeman's an MVP candidate every year, as you said. It's incredible stuff. And this kid Acuna, 41 homers. He's sniffing the 40-40 club. Does that still hold a bunch of weight for you? Because I feel like nobody's really even talking about this.
No, not really. But he could definitely get there. And you know, the stolen base has fallen so much out of favor. But when you have a guy like him who's just almost a cinch when he runs, you know, why not? You know, I still think it's a really smart play with the right team and the right situation. And, you know, he can get in that category with Barry Bonds, which is pretty rare. I mean, Bonds, you know, he didn't match up the 40s too often, but as a stolen base guy, you know, he'd have 52 and 43 and 40 and 39. He was really – he's still 36 in his rookie year. So that's a pretty high standard. But just to get there once, Acuna's mind-blowing, man. He could be the best player in the game. There's a lot of competition, you know, within a few years.
We were kind of having that debate earlier about whether or not he matches up to Trout yet. And I said, well, Trout wasn't going this crazy when he was 21 years old. Acuna right now is younger than every player on the Giants 40-man.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the Giants pretty much here that they find, you know, youth and development and everything, and then there's this guy. It just shows you. I mean, you know, when you can talk about young guys with potential like the Giants have, but then you talk about somebody like Acuna or Juan Soto or Eloy Jimenez or Yordan Alvarez, and it's just, oh my goodness, you know, these guys are the real thing.
And this guy leads off for them. I mean, it's unbelievable the power that he's got at the top. It's pretty cool. Talking about stuff earlier this week, Bruce Bochy gets 2,000 in what was kind of a, we've been talking about this as like, it may be the most memorable series, the Boston series, since the 2016 playoffs for the Giants.
It was really packed with a lot of great stuff. I mean, right off the bat, you know, Carl and Mike are walking in the outfield, and Carl is so reclusive. I mean, he did like one interview with Peter Gammons and left.
Yeah.
but somehow that was really cool, though. I mean, that's him. He stayed true to himself, and I saw a snippet from that interview, and he was talking about how much credit Mike's dad gets, the late Mike Yastrzemski Sr., and how one time they're out in the outfield talking about the wall, and then two Mikes are talking, and they asked Carl, what did Peter Gammons asked him, what did you say? And Carl said, nothing. he let Mike and his dad talk it over. He said, if it hits the wall, it's you get a true bounce. If it hits the numbers, you know, anything can happen. But and then, you know, the game starts and Mike hits a home run. I mean, give me a break. I mean, that whole series, you know, he there's a lot of his granddad in him. Not that level of talent, I wouldn't think, but he's very stoic and he gets it. You know, he's got a lot of humility and he understands things about the game that some guys never learn.
It was something out of a movie, man. Like, this is something out of The Natural, or the fact that his grandfather was a Hall of Famer. Part of it too, being at Fenway Park, like, wouldn't hold the same way maybe if this happened at like SunTrust Park or I don't know, the Trop. No. Right, it's something about Fenway and that magic made this extra special.
Yeah, that was great because Bochy, who very rarely has been able to ever get there, just completely got that. For him to get the 2000th win there is, it's a curiosity because they never played there, but I don't think he'd want it any other way because of the history of the park. And an amazing story how he took – we've had Kerry Crowley is on a lot with you guys. Yeah. He's a really good kid, great on radio. Bochy was asking the writers, have you guys ever been behind that scoreboard? And he goes, no, I haven't. Bochy goes, well, come on, I'll take you out there. I mean, what is – no, Kerry Crowley's stepping into the 19th century.
How crazy is that? Yeah. Kerry Crowley's getting tours of the Green Monster from Bruce Bochy. That's something to tell his grandkids.
Unbelievable. He's really appreciating the hell out of everything that goes into this final stretch for him. Probably trying not to cry on occasion. You know, he's holding up well with Amy G. And the team, the players are just – the respect level they've always had for him is even, you know, rising now as it gets to the finish line because he's a very special guy.
Yeah, it's been really cool, and you're right. The smile on his face, even when Yastrzemski hit that home run, seemed like he was soaking it in, right? You don't usually see that big grin all the time from him. He's got the locked-in gamer look, but he was excited and feeling all of Boston.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time he greeted somebody coming back to, you know, with a smile. Really great to see. You know, a lot of the personality coming out. It's like, hello, I must be going. We're learning a lot about you right now.
Right. I know. We're getting a different side maybe than we've seen in the past. One more note before we let you go. I know you're getting going soon at Stanford and Oregon. Should be a fun one. But the Padres this afternoon let go of Andy Green as manager, which has already started prompting discussions. I've seen it on Twitter already. If Bruce Bochy got a call from the Padres, would he answer the phone?
Well, it's really interesting. Like, to me, that's about the only place that I think he would go at this stage because it's so familiar to him. He took him to the World Series. You know, those memories down there, those are still the best memories, you know, they've ever had, really. And I don't know. I mean, it would be a little bit strange if he just took that job, like, in a week.
Yeah. You know?
I don't think that would happen, but yeah, it's really interesting. Because it would be a good fit. It just depends. You know, that team is super young. I think Bochy has showed, you know, far anxiety in the fans that he's definitely can relate to young players. He's been very patient with them. He's welcomed all 900 of them, you know, into the fold. He's had patience with them. And the Padres are a team with they're a level above the Giants in terms of really special young talent. I mean, Fernando Tatis is the top of it, but they've got guys lined up in the minors and we're pretty disappointed with Andy Green. He didn't do more of that with that team, but the pitching just isn't there. And I think Bochy might be wary of, you know, that. I don't think they're going to develop a great pitching staff overnight. So it's just an interesting thing to think about. And I wouldn't rule it out, but I'd have to say he's going to retire. Maybe in a year he thinks differently, but I have to think he's going to actually retire for a while anyway.
I think you're probably right. If this happened next year, he may be thinking about it for 2021, but maybe a year too soon for this. And Kerry, actually, who was on with us earlier, made a great point that this means a lot now to the Giants, not just because of Bruce Bochy, but because now you've got a team in your division that will be looking for the best manager available this offseason, and maybe they're a more attractive job than San Francisco based on how close they are to winning again.
I think they are. I mean, I'd take the Giants pitching staff. It's certainly not world-beating, but I would take them, you know, outside of Chris Paddock. I don't know what they really have in San Diego, but some of the young guys they've got coming up are pretty good. But yeah, that's a real interesting dynamic. I think probably before long, the Giants are going to be looking up at that team, the way their minor league systems look.
Yeah, and if Bruce Bochy were to take that job, he may have to return a Fenway chair, a fly fishing trip. He may have to give a bunch of stuff back if he decides to come back that quick next year.
And I think it'd be pretty strange for him to be managing against the Giants, too. That would be odd.
19 times a year would be bizarre. Bruce, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and enjoy the football game today.
Great. Thanks a lot, Adam.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. Good stuff there from Bruce Jenkins. Always a good time talking baseball with him.